and all of the birthday wishes that I received from Joe in Dallas, Guru Nudie, Auntie Vera Charles, and the wonderful exiting of the birth canal that was announced on Big Fatty's show. The only thing that's, you know, that's like the second best thing. The best thing is to be on the opening of Big Fatty. But the second best thing is to be mentioned in the exiting of the birth canal announcements. And I want to thank you for that, Big Fatty. Your spam ambassador is standing by. So let me see.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's like the second best thing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1666. Big Fatty, that's 666. It's true. Of the BFO for Friday, 30th of May, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, I'm finally going to talk about the quiz program.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B for the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Lovey's Big Fatty Old School. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. Is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? We are at the end of the fifth month of the year. Well, actually, it ends tomorrow, the 31st. But, y'all, the year is just zooming. It's just zooming by, isn't it, Squeaky Kitty? Y'all, it's just a yes, Big Fatty. I'm looking here at my list, and y'all, I've got quite a few things on here. The first thing I want to do is this. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. It of course has been Lurker Week, and y'all, I was getting a little worried that I wasn't going to hear from anybody, but y'all, Thursday afternoon, y'all, Big Fatty got an e-letter from Rick. And, oh, Big Fatty, I know who that is. It's true, you do, Poodle.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And Rick says, our lurker here, who's been playing the drawing with Poodle for a couple of years.
Big Fatty, he's very good at it. Also, he's very good, very talented.
And I enjoy spending 20 minutes a day with you and your adventures. Keep up the good work. Rick, originally from the only time zone that matters, vagina, but now in Southern California. Hey, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, I got a message on the Twitty also, and now you'll have to forgive me, real bunny rat.
Big Fatty, that sounds disturbing.
It does, a bunny and rat. Is that anything like weather and rat?
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, that's Natalia. And Natalia, are you a lurker out there, or have you contacted Big Fatty before? Because if you have, Big Fatty, you don't
remember shit.
Well, it's true. But Natalia has asked Big Fatty. It says, "Bernharder, can you watch the Mystery Millionaire for me, and tell me how awful it is, so I don't have to." And y'all, I wrote to Natalia. I said, I don't know what this is. I've never heard of the Mystery Millionaire. She says, Bernhardy, it's from the geniuses that gave us I Wanna Marry Harry. And y'all, it's on something called Wee TV. Big Fatty, is it about TT Wee Wee? I don't think so. We could ask Toppy Smith. Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. First of all, Natalia and Rick, thank you so much for the... communication. Natalia, you have to let me know if you're a lurker, because that would be lovely if we had two lurkers. What was I saying? I came home and I didn't know that Big Fatty even received the Wee TV. But y'all, we do. We get it in HD, so it's HD Wee. Wee Wee, Big Fatty Wee Wee. So I've put the Mystery Millionaire into the TiVo machine, and we'll see how it is, because y'all, they ain't shit on TV right now, not until the big relapse starts at the end of June. But enough of that. Let's move forward. Big Fatty, please, move it forward. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we all got one birthday celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up this weekend. And y'all, it's Tamari, the last day of the month. Shalom Alakay, Big Fatty. And y'all, it is, he was the number two fan of the BFO. I don't remember what year, but I'm sure he'll remind me. Yes, Big Fatty. Actually, it's two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, it is the celebration for that KC in Denver. And Big Fatty, who's the other one? Well, the other one is his enormous penis. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. I believe that when KC exited the birth canal, he was pulled from the birth canal by his giant penis. Big Fatty, you're making it up now. But y'all, if you see KC in Denver... on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, make sure you wish him and his enormous penis a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Mr. Man makes him a big old penis cake.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need...
Vicious into the BFO Pride 48 Reminder Desk. Just a reminder to all the little shows, get your time slot request in by noon on Saturday.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I finally remember. Big Fatty, we're proud of you. You finally remember. Either that or you read that piece of paper. I probably read the piece of paper. Y'all, we're going to talk about the finales of the Quiz program, so let's get right to it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the Big Run. Y'all, it was a great season of the Big Run. I really enjoyed this one. And our final three teams were Connor and his father, who's Dave, and the two girls, whose names I don't remember, and, of course, the Brunchel. And, y'all, it ended just the way I wanted it to end. Connor and Dave, the father and son, were the big winners. Brunchel came in third, and y'all, it was lovely just to see old Brunchel crying, we we're just losers. Yes, you are. And y'all, some people have said that the Brunchel is going to be on the next season of The Survivor, but I don't know about that. But I've heard conflicting stories on that. But anyway, I was delighted with Connor and Dave, and it was a wonderful, just a wonderful season. And y'all, I gotta say, for the finale, I love the way that they did it, because y'all, they skydived and you had to wait for them to hit the ground and take the helmet off before you knew who the hell it was that won. Y'all, I thought it was a very novel way to do it. Yes, Big Freddy. I got to see y'all another great season on The Dancing also, and I was thrilled to death the way it ended. You could tell from the way the judges scored the contestants, the final three, that they didn't want that Candace to win, and y'all, they scored her down, and because y'all, quite frankly, she wasn't nearly as good as the other two. The girl that didn't have any legs, she was with Daryl. What's his name? Derek. What was her name? I don't remember. And then of course it was Maxim Kamalowska. Big Fatty, I think that's where conscience works. And that Meryl. And y'all, it came down between those two teams, and the judges gave a little nod. The judges were just exactly right this time. They gave just the slightest of nods to Meryl and Max. I think it was 1 point difference between the two of them. Amy Purdy is that other girl's name that doesn't have any legs. But y'all, and she was amazing. No doubt, she was amazing. But y'all, I'm convinced that Meryl was a great dancer, and don't get me wrong on that, but I think the outcome of this was more about Max than it was about Meryl, and I think Meryl will tell you that herself. But y'all, it was just lovely to see Maxim win. But y'all, y'all, that, what is that? That's poke and cabbage. Big Freddy, you're gonna be tooting all night. But y'all, the shocker, of the evening was when Lynn Goodman, yeah, didn't like it, announced that he might not be back next year. And y'all, they've got to find a dancing curmudgeon if he is not going to be coming back. And y'all, it would be devastating. It would just be devastating. But anyway, I am delighted with the outcome of the dancing. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I was not particularly happy with the outcome of The Survivor. You know, I wanted that Spencer. I wanted Spencer to win that. And, y'all, he came in fourth. And, y'all, the final three were that Cass and that Woo and that Tony. And, y'all, Woo-hoo,
Big Freddy.
Woo won the final challenge, so he had to decide between Cass and Tony as to who he was going to take to the final two. And, y'all, I understand why Wu chose Tony, but he chose him for the wrong reason. Wu chose him to prove a point rather than to win $1 million. And, why go on Survivor if all you want to do is prove a point? You know, you can prove a point elsewhere, but you don't get many chances in your life to win $1 million, is all I got to say. Because Wu got one vote, and Tony won the $1 million, and then they took a vote later on in the reunion show. And they asked the jury, now, if Wu had taken Cass to the finals with him rather than Tony, how many of you would have voted for Wu? And y'all, I think they all raised a hand. So Wu just threw away $1 million. And, you know, and that's fine. If you don't need $1 million, so be it. But, you know, don't... you know, don't go on. Make sure you go on the damn show for the right reason. It's just like going on the big run and not being able to swim. You know, it's just it just doesn't make any sense or anything. But y'all, those are the quiz programs. Y'all, I'm watching that. I Want to Marry Harry. Y'all, it's horrible. Horrible, I say. Not going to be watching So You Think You Can Boot Scoot. You know, put on your dancing slippers. I'm not going to do that one. Y'all, I'm just over that one. And y'all, all the singing shows, I hadn't watched them for years. But anyway, so y'all, that is the quiz programs. And Big Hoodie, you need to shut up. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're going to close out the week with a couple of Pride 48 reminders. First of all, for you podcasters and listeners to the little shows, we will be announcing the lineup for the June Pride 48, which runs the 20th through the 22nd. Of June. We'll be announcing that this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and the only time zone that matters, over at Pride 48. You can be over there in the chat room, and you can hear when the different little shows will be doing their live broadcasts. And podcasters, just want to remind you one more time that you've got to get in your first, second, and third choices by noon on Saturday, and you send that to Daniel at pride48.com, and you choose your top three of these five times. You either go Friday night between 9 p.m. and midnight, Saturday early, which is 10 a.m. in the morning till 5 p.m. in the evening, or Saturday evening from 5 p.m. until midnight, or Sunday early between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and Sunday evening from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. And you send in your top three choices, and Daniel and I will get together on Saturday, and we're going to come up with the schedule. Y'all, we usually are able to give everybody their first choice. Sometimes they get their second choice. I don't think we've ever given anyone their third choice, but it's important to get those in. You send it to Daniel at pride48.com, and podcasters, you should have gotten an e-letter from him explaining all of that. Yes, Big Freddy, they should have. Y'all, I've got, let's see, what else have I got here? Y'all, I've gotten several voice letters this week, and obviously I'm not going to be able to play the rest of them on today's little show, but anyway, I want to thank everybody that sent Big Fatty a voice letter, and we'll get those played next week. Y'all, the Myrtle Beach Horror Group is coming to Charleston on Saturday afternoon, at least some of their members. And y'all, since Granny is moving on Monday, a lot of the horror club's belongings and things, we've got to get rid of them. And so we're going to donate them to the Myrtle Beach Horror Club, and they're going to come down and pick them up, and we're going to go out Saturday for supper, and then to Dudley Do-Right's that evening, and then Sunday morning go through the stuff and see what they want, and that'll be that. And y'all, the last thing I heard this week that Hess is going out of business, but y'all, the main thing that they mentioned about not the gasoline, y'all, they said we're still going to make the Hess truck. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Big Fatty is going to be slaving away in the kitchen, making nuts and bolts for the big Vodka Fest coming up next weekend. And y'all, I've got to get my underpants washed. Big Fatty, you don't wear any. Well, you know what I mean. And y'all, I've got to start packing my valise and getting ready for the big trip. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Spambaster, Mark the Laughing Buddha. And Mark, you know what other little show comes out on Fridays? What's your opinion of that Walnut Hills little show?
That's like the second best thing.
Oh, what a lovely compliment. Happy weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.